This week, Black Panther is out, and they are expecting this movie to bring in $180 million. What an opening it's going to be. And the latest superhero flick, they've been promoting the daylights out of it, and here it is. That's the big release of the weekend. There's also the animated Early Man, kind of an animated half-adult, half-kid comedy. And Samson is out, the story of that guy, that man, Samson. There you go. Hey, last week I saw I, Tonya. Terrific. Totally worth it. With the Olympics going on and everything, very topical. It's in limited release. Find it. Nominated for Academy Awards. It's great. And the 1517 to Paris, which was Clint Eastwood's latest movie, starring the real hero to stop the terrorist attack in Paris. Very interesting movie. Is it terrific? Is it his best movie? No, but it's very interesting movie making. Worth a watch. This week on DVD, Wonder and Roman J. Israel Esquire is out. Wonder was a huge hit. Roman J. Israel was not, but Denzel Washington getting high marks for his portrayal in that movie. Next week, Daddy's Home 2 hits the streaming services. Last week's number one was 50 Shades with $38 million. Hey, Joaquin Phoenix is going to play the Joker, supposedly, in a new standalone movie, but there is word that that may or may not happen. We'll follow it for you. Food allergy scene in Peter Rabbit has people fuming. The animated movie, which came out last week, the makers of the movie said, we're sorry about it, making light of EpiPen use and things like that. What were they thinking on that? And the Fast and the Furious, a new study shows that it does make people drive more fast and more aggressively. What a shock. And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.